What's my point? My point is, if we're going to develop great cultures of empowerment where people rock the world, we're going to have problems. The question is, what kind do you want? Do you want the kind where little mouses run around your house? Dude, that was a great word. It wasn't me, it was Jesus. Oh, come on, get a life, buddy. It wasn't that good. Where people were embarrassed to say, I did a good job. I think I'm good at this. That was a good word I gave. I'd say stuff like that just to stimulate the religious culture. Do you know that? I'm trying to be funny, but I'm doing it, killing you with a sword. I go, that was a great word I just gave. Oh, this is the best book I've ever read, and I wrote it. I say stuff like that because it attacks the religious spirit that says, I'm not good at anything. I'll never be anyway. God, you know, it's just a nameless, faceless generation, just a part of a group of nobodies who do almost nothing. I'm extraordinarily normal. And it's like, and Paul corrected the Corinthians. He said, you're acting like mere men. There was a correction. You're acting human. Stop it. Stop acting human. You're acting like mere men. You need to stop it. God didn't call you to be normal. He called you to be awesome. You know one of the greatest gifts of the Spirit? I meant what I just said, but what I didn't say exactly what I'm trying to say. I think that one of the most needed gifts of the Spirit for this epic season that we're in is the distinguishing of spirits. The gift, 1 Corinthians 12, distinguishing of spirits. You know this gift of distinguishing of spirits is not the gift of distinguishing evil spirits? It's the gift of distinguishing spirits. Evil spirits, yes, it's a great gift when you're trying to get someone delivered. It is. But we've got a single dimensional mindset about the gift, and we've not actually used it for the most important part. Because the gift of distinguishing of spirits, listen, if you live in the kingdom, then the gift of the distinguishing of spirits isn't you're not going to use it for demons as often as you're going to use it for believers. You know, when Jesus talked about in Luke, when he said that someone more distinguished than you comes in the room, and then you have to take a lower seat? That's what the gift of distinguishing of spirits does. It's the ability to distinguish how much favor is on someone's life. Remember, Jesus increased with favor with... Wait, you got to get this first part. It's a short word, but it's important.